Okay, could you tell me your first season play in Russia?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you like here?
I really enjoy Krasnodar. It's, it's the warmest city we've been to in Russia, which is nice. But the fans have been really wonderful, and my team and the team staff have been wonderful, and I really enjoyed my time here.
Do you know somebody in before? I mean team.
I remember I played against Lena Konstantinova and Zhenya with mm-hmm. the national team, and then actually last year Anna Paula was playing in Japan and I played in Japan as well, so we played against each other last year, so we knew each other a little bit.
What teams you play else?
Well, I graduated from college in 2009, so...
Stafford?
Yes. So last year was my first year playing overseas, and I played for the Toray Arrows in Japan.
Okay. In United States, mm-hmm. you haven't got a Super League or...?
No, there's no professional league in the United States.
That's why you go?
Mm-hmm.
You go?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe what do you like especially here? Maybe some food, maybe something else?
Let's see. I really think that the park over here is beautiful. So I like walking around outside when the weather's nice. And so I like to walk down Krasnaya Street when the music is playing and just enjoy the city.
Where are you born?
I was born in California.
In California.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you start playing?
I started playing volleyball when I was 11 years old.
11 years?
Yeah.
How do you think, what age should children play volleyball?
I think it depends. For me, when I started playing volleyball, I was also playing basketball and soccer, and I was running track, so... I don't think it really matters so much when you start playing. As it's just eventually you'll find the sport that you love and you'll stick with it. And for me, that was volleyball. So I was playing a bunch of sports until I was about maybe 14, and then I started to focus on just volleyball.
Okay. So you think that this is talent or it can be trained?
I think it can be trained. I think one thing that's wonderful about sports is that it teaches you the value of hard work, because sports are challenging, and learning new techniques, it can be challenging, and it's not always going to come easily. But I was lucky to have very wonderful coaches when I was young. So,
what's his name?
My coach when I was younger, her name was Joy McKenzie.
McKenzie?
Mm-hmm.
He's played in Krasnodar?
No. Joy McKenzie.
Oh, David McKenzie played in Krasnodar.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yes, his sister.
Two seasons ago.
His sister, it was my coach. I know David very well.
Oh.
Yeah, so his older sister coached me when I was younger.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a different food here and in maybe... United States?
Yes, the food is a little bit different, but there are a lot of really nice restaurants here in Krasnodar that I enjoy. One of the places that my teammates have taken me is Grey Goose for sushi. I really like Nanamiya, Lubo Cafe, Minami Cafe.
Do you have a hobby?
A hobby?
Yeah.
I really like to read. I like to read books.
Ah, reading.
Mm-hmm. So reading and listening to music are probably the two things I do most here.
What kind of music? What kind of
oh,
books?
Oh gosh, I read. Let's see.
Do you like Russian music?
I do like Russian music. It's fun. It's good dance music.
Where people or fans could see you maybe in city?
Where could they see me in the city?
Yeah, maybe shopping mall or maybe parks, maybe
Well, when the weather's nice, I like to walk down Krasnaya, and I'll normally go sit in a cafe, and that's where I normally get on my computer and I Skype with my family. So walking around on a nice day, they could probably find me somewhere along Krasnaya.
Okay. If fans very love you.
Mm, thank you.
Do you know how fans call you?
No.
Barbie.
Oh.
Yeah, because you're very beautiful.
Oh, thank you. That's very
it's
sweet.
True. Yeah, it's true. If fans want to give some kind of gifts for you, what you want? Maybe you collect something like bears, maybe McDonald's.
Oh, that's very sweet. Gosh, you know, I don't really collect anything. The best way to show their support is just to keep coming to the games and supporting the team and all the girls that I play with.
Could you tell me what's happened in a match in Switzerland?
It was just a quick play where I was changing directions and I was turning from right to left and my knee twisted and popped, and then I ended up injuring some things inside of my knee, so I'll be heading home.
Is this something serious?
It's serious, but it could have been much worse, so I'm lucky that it's only my meniscus. So that's good news.
It was incident or player of Neuchâtel team?
No, just me. Just me. Thank you.
Oh, maybe do you tell something interesting about yourself?
Something interesting about myself. Let's see.
Maybe some words for fans. Maybe.
Let's see. Just that I really appreciate all of the support, and the fans are a big reason why I've enjoyed my time here in Krasnodar, and I hope to go back home, have my rehab done, and then come back here so I can finish the season with my team.
Do you think about next season?
Yes, Krasnodar is a wonderful place. I will make a decision about next year a little later, maybe after my rehabilitation. But I'm really happy here, so it's definitely possible.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, of course. And thank you for these flowers. They're beautiful. Yeah.